get sick of this goddamn theme song at all.
Hey.
At all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Oh No Radio Show.
He's hinting at something.
Back again. Tonight, I'm welcomed by a host of lovely individuals in the studio today.
Yay!
Woo! Ty's here with us. Ty, hey, how are you, my friend?
Hey.
Hey, Ty.
I'm doing great.
Are you?
Good.
What are you
munching
on?
I'm a little beat up, but I'm happy.
You're munching on something in the intro. You're eating.
He just found it on the table.
Already on the show.
These are gingins. Chewable ginger candy.
Ooh.
And it's kind of awesome, but I feel like it's gumming in my teeth, cavity style, but it's quite delicious.
Good stuff. Exactly what you want for, you know, a show's intro, to get your gums all gummed up.
It was,
you know.
Yeah. It was for the audio.
Travis is back here again.
Got that cracking
nice.
One.
Yep. I felt like I had to do that at my intro.
Travis showing up, of course, with an 18-pack of PBR this week.
Hipster style.
Go big or go home.
The beard is not trim.
Hipster style,
cheers.
Indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, for the second week in a row, we are very honored to have
very
our
happy.
New
so
friend
honored.
Tom here.
So happy to be back. Do I get the name Two-Time Tom now?
Two-Time Tom.
All right, cool.
I think we can run with it.
That's cool.
All right. I mean, you needed a name. None of us have
double penetration,
I mean,
Tom. Can we call
it?
It
has a very bad connotation, so it's not. Maybe not.
No,
double,
I'm going
double
with
penetration.
It.
Bad
Tom.
Connotation really fits in with the theme of the show, so right, it's gonna right. stick.
We're gonna
all right.
Tower it. High five it.
Two-time and Tom in the house. Fucking once again, I do feel like we're privileged, Travis, because like I was saying last week, I mean. We're not the art aficionados that, you know, sit with us in this room.
Right.
Neither
exactly.
are we.
Oh, no. We're very aficionados.
Although my diatribe on the quality of the show, Derek, I thought was quite art aficionado earlier.
It was very review quality. I got to be honest.
I'll tip my hat to you, sir.
It was good.
Thank you.
He sold me. I haven't seen the show. I would watch it.
You should watch it.
All right. So you're going to watch a show that deeply offends the tards. Among us.
Well spoken.
Again,
as always.
Again, yeah. Impossible for me to take anything you say for the next 3 minutes seriously.
I'm offended by the show, by the way they offend the tards. I don't
think it offends the mentally handicapped.
I don't think so either.
I think they might be.
Ask them.
Tard is the wrong nomenclature, dude.
Yeah, why don't you? Hey, Tard. Yeah. Hey, Tard, what do you think of that show, Derek? Yeah, does it offend you like I do?
No, I like it.
Yeah, how are you going to even go about that conversation?
It.
I mean,
God damn.
No.
We starting off
see, now I'm being offensive.
As usual.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Yeah. surprise.
No, in all seriousness, the show Derek did, it really set me on edge. Like, I couldn't get through the first, honestly, 10-15 minutes. I'll say I've seen an episode. I haven't seen an episode.
Right.
I, like you said, felt uncomfortable. Maybe I didn't make it that far. Maybe I didn't make it past it. But I got really off put really quick by it and had to turn it off.
No,
now
sure.
You're
for those
saying,
of you that don't know, it's a Netflix original starring
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. And he's a little mentally handicapped, though they never address it in the show.
No, not even remotely.
He's
which
special.
I think also is something that's very interesting.
That is,
it's never, even in the description of the show, none of that ever mentions anything about it. Its description of Ricky Gervais's character is that he is a person who cannot help but see the good in everybody.
I think I've seen it say simple-minded.
No.
That's a nice way to put it.
Not in the Netflix description.
I think so. I don't know.
Here, I'll look it up.
All right. Hold on. We'll do this.
I'll IMDB it.
Two-time Tom, this is the only time you're allowed to use your phone in the show.
Awesome. Can I call a friend, please?
I like how Two-Time Tom's head is almost perfectly cut off by my camera so that you can't see any of his face. It's literally like my face.
I wish
Tom,
to be anonymous.
He's Two-Time.
I'm Two-Time. I got warrants. All right. Hey, come on. All right. Not that. All right, hold on.
That's going to cost you.
I know.
I've been a fan of most of the Netflix originals. I think
I haven't been disappointed yet.
There was the werewolf one, whatever the hell that was called.
Didn't see that.
That one wasn't really good.
Oh,
that
Hemlock
was,
Grove.
Yeah, that one.
I never watched that.
I did watch it, but I felt guilty. Like, I just started watching that other werewolf.
Like you
shit.
Read a Twilight, yeah. Like you read a Twilight book?
Twilight, very Twilight.
Yeah.
Slash not Twilight.
The guilt is real.
It's not as gross as Twilight.
All right, I got it pulled up here. They don't really, I mean, They say, Derek is a loyal nursing home caretaker who sees only the good in his quirky coworkers as they struggle against prejudice and shrinking budgets to care for their elderly residents.
Okay, so there's no simple-minded.
I mean, there's no simple-minded.
And that's
there.
Right off, that's the same, that's exactly the description on Netflix.
Yeah, it's so, probably taken right from
and
that.
Even in the show, when again, Ty has seen the entire show, I've only seen the first season, nobody acknowledges even remotely.
Is what you said.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant, the first episode. Nobody even acknowledges that there's anything wrong with this character.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, maybe it has a heart, and I'm just not seeing it.
It has a great heart, definitely.
Yeah, but I certainly validate your offense because, like I said, the first 10-15 minutes,
it
I was like,
off.
I don't like this at all. And then as I continued on the episode, I was like, okay, I'm all right.
It grew on you as you kept watching it.
No, it really did. It's just something that's very in your face because. Again, you realize very quickly that this character has something wrong with him, and it does slap you in the face, and you're like, I don't know if I appreciate this mockumentary style.
Like I said outside, too, like I like that Ricky Gervais is not being exactly Ricky Gervais that you see in everything else that he's in. He's,
no,
he's
absolutely.
Acting, he's a character.
He's not being an asshole.
He's playing a tart.
Yeah.
Again, exactly. You make it more offensive than it is, but yes,
that's my job, Travis. That's
I know
my...
you do it so well.
God, if you have anything at home and you're listening and you want to call in with opinions about the Tards or just the show Derek in general, you can do
or
that
anything in general.
Tell us what the
3-2-1 3-3-2-0 8-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6
Oh, and you really need to have that number posted on the back.
Yeah,
wall.
I think
so
we both.
We
I think
could,
we both
so
look at each other like,
in,
"Yeah, you don't
like,
know it, do you?
You don't know how long it took me to remember that."
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A posting would be appreciated.
I remember the six
we'll
at the
get
end.
Get around to that.
And that's about it.
I used to just do the because
then
two
we could
sixes.
Like acapella it, and I'll do like high low.
I'll totally give you a minor third, dude.
There you go.
Well, while we're on the topic,
baritone and that shit
about me doing things for the studio and for the show. What have you done for the show this week, Travis? Or Ty, what have you done?
Was masturbating?
Did you guys
count?
Bring me
this
any?
Is a loaded, this is
bring
a loaded
me any
research
stories?
From the last show, Ty.
Do you even bring me a playlist? Maybe like I ask for every week. Hey, you know, you want music? Play up, bring it over. I'll play
music.
It on the show.
He brought you his opinion on Derek on Netflix.
He did.
I did. You asked me to show up. Here I am. Like I have fulfilled 100% of the things.
In. We're still
100% of the
in,
things
sir.
That you asked me to do this week. I have done, so I don't even want
I'm
going to
fall
100%.
On that, too. That's the same.
Yeah. Tom's Boom. Already brought more than you. He's already got a name, so.
I'm sorry. You
name.
Want me to give me my own nickname?
He needs a radio handle?
Who does that?
Everyone.
Gives themselves their own nicknames?
That's actually more true than not that people with those stupid handles, they end up giving them to themselves. I mean, yeah, you've got, of course, all the radio interns and
like
stuff.
Like the wolf or some other animal they call themselves on the radio.
I kind of need – I've always needed one. I don't know what mine is.
How many wolves are there across the country, though? I mean, there's like so many waking up with the wolves, you know?
It's Owen the Wolf. You're 9.5. Coming at you.
All right, that has gone way too long. No, but I mean,
I'm
like, nicknames.
I'm waiting for AC/DC to start playing.
Yeah, not like self-appointed radio names. I mean, like, nicknames. I mean...
Oh, you can't give yourself a true nickname. Though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you're right.
I want a self-appointed radio nickname. Wait, did I combine?
What's yours?
I think you just did.
I have no idea. I have no idea what
well, you're
I am.
Tall
the lizard man.
I am tall, Ty. I'm in circles.
The slender man?
Lizard man?
Slender man. We're here with Slender Man. This is Owen the Wolf with Slender Man.
Slender Man obviously doesn't talk, so at this point it's a very lonely radio show.
It's perfect.
Jesus was good. Jesus hit it on the head.
Jesus
was on point.
Is definitely a
Hello,
favorite
Hello, and we're back with
now.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
But
what
that's
you
like
want to talk
sweet
about?
Baby.
Sweet baby.
That's
Jesus.
Like a sketch thing, though. I mean, you can't just have Jesus as like, you know,
I'd be okay
your normal
with
radio talk show host.
Oh,
that's
I think
like,
so.
In Wisconsin, that's like top 40
right,
radio
right.
Show
we are
host.
We are on the internet, so we
what
are
if it,
everywhere.
What if it was like a really like serious NPR type show and like you're doing that? Hey,
I'm Diane Reams here with
Jazz on the my Delta special front. Guest. And, my special Jesus. Guest today is Jesus.
It always sounds like they're recording in a closet alone somewhere on NPR.
It's great to be here.
And, yeah, they're being like very
now,
whispery.
Now, Jesus, tell me.
Antiques Roadshow.
About your no, Diane Reams.
Have you had any Diane good Reams. Stilton lately?
Yeah, she does. She sounds like she's about to die. If you don't know who we're talking about, she is an NPR
right
host. Like she's been doing the news on NPR for like I don't know 103 years.
Doesn't she sound kind of like she sounds like
yeah,
Harry
close.
Carey now, right?
Well, do you know why she sounds like that?
Yeah, she
right?
does have the Harry. Well,
she's got the Harry Carey voice.
I shot the dog.
Well, you guys know why she sounds like that, right?
Polyps. I don't know.
No,
but...
she has a terrible throat disease, actually, and she can barely talk. She has to get shots in her neck once a week.
Oh,
or no, once every
me
2 weeks.
Like a piece of shit,
yeah.
Wow.
So you'll notice, you'll hear the Diane Reams show. It'll go on for about 10 or 11 days, and then she'll be off the air
you
for 3 days.
You couldn't have kept that till break? Now
absolutely
I'm gonna feel like
not.
A huge dick.
As you well should.
You don't feel
what?
Bad
you've
at all.
You've never felt bad about anything. Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's why her show will go off air for 3 days, is after she gets the shots, she physically cannot talk. So honestly, like... think what you will of Diane Reams. I think it's kind of cool. It's this lady. She has a cult following, and she has been able to do a radio show, even though she really can't talk, and there are stints that she can't.
It's just like me. It's just like me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's happened.
Well, and the one
sometimes
thing I do like about
her
the
last name is Reams.
Right.
So.
The one thing I do like about the Diane Reams show is that I don't know if it's necessarily because of her voice. I never listened to her prior to her condition, but when she has a guest, which is all her entire show now isn't news so much. It's more of like cultural studies. Whenever she has a guest, she will ask questions and the guests do, you know, probably 70% of the talking.
Yeah.
So she will direct things and she will steer things. But for the rest of the
which
show.
Which is also just like me, you know. I
as you interrupt me. Absolutely. Just like you. Nailed it.
Oh, God. Oh. What did you fuckers do this week? Because I did something fucking great. I saw one of the best shows ever.
Tie. Yeah? Derek?
I went to go see Jim. No, man. I went to go
is
see.
Is my mic off? No, never mind.
No. Sorry. That's one of those intermittent cutouts that the FCC
that
does every once in a while.
Oh, right. Because they're watching us.
Yeah.
Listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
They do it every week. Laughed. Those fucking assholes. They don't like.
I paid my taxes.
I feel like
right?
we should acknowledge some of the people that have been listening to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, FCC.
You were the best
thank
five
you.
People
you.
Ever.
Yeah, you're great.
Took them all week to get that.
But no, I. Do you enjoy seeing comedians live?
It depends on the comedian.
Yeah, obviously.
I haven't.
Maybe even the place you see them at, too.
Mm. Live stand-up, the venue.
Yeah.
All important.
Who
things.
Did you see?
I saw Jim Jefferies.
Oh,
oh you went already.
Right.
I thought, was in the theater.
I thought that was this
yeah,
week.
Very cool.
I was wrong.
He is funny.
I've seen him twice there. That's a poster from, yeah, the first time I saw him.
June 3rd, right? 2012?
It's right there.
Declare.
It's right there. And then, yeah, I
at
saw
at the Plaza
him.
Live.
I, saw
I think it was a
the,
Sunday.
I saw him on the 15th. Correctly. I saw him on the 15th 2 days ago. Again, at the Plaza Live. Tremendous show, we'll say. But we do have a little bit of an issue, I think, as a community when it comes to when not only enjoying a stand-up show, sitting the fuck down.
Was he making fun of the tards?
And just not being a goddamn animal at the. No, I'm talking about the audience members.
Was there
heckling?
Seating, right?
I'm not talking about Jim Jefferies. Jim was great.
The hecklers? Hecklers?
Oh, there were a couple that didn't know how to shut the fuck up.
Hecklers are the worst.
What was
the
their level of
shouting
inebriation?
Out the bits.
Shouting,
you know, like, do the old. Gunta bit or whatever it is.
No. Why do you want to hear something you've heard before? Like
so rude. It's so rude to do that. Like who the fuck has the balls to do that?
Especially as a comedian. I mean, you've got like a routine. You're throwing yourself. Yeah, well, it's true. You're throwing yourself out there as a comedian. In my opinion, it's like the last thing you want to hear is people like, "Hey, do that one thing you did that was funny."
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You know, you're trying. Was it a new show that he was touring?
100%, like. 95%, I would say,
Wow.
Brand new material.
It's a lot.
That's kind of rare for a comedian.
Really great.
Honestly.
You know?
Yeah, that is rare.
He's one of the guys that does try and, you know, come up with a new hour at least a year. And it was a 90-minute set.
Wow.
Awesome. Great, great set. Did some stuff about gun control, which was really in, you know, the States to be doing was kind of surprising. Fuck off,
dude! With the rappers,
what?
You're like an old lady eating candy on the plane, dude. It's awful.
Thank you, Two Time Tom. You've noticed in two times what I've been trying to tell him for months and months that we can all hear you with you and your goddamn rappers.
Fidget with some more stuff. Why don't you move that pillow around or blow through the bottle? Jeez,
I think I've got a Doritos bag in the other room. You want that?
That does sound kind of good.
Give him bubble wrap. He's going to have to end the show. There he goes.
It's the same guy that on the 150th show, I thought it would be a good idea to give a soundboard. Yeah, that was proven wrong.
I should bring that back.
No, yeah.
That was
an
such
excess
a great
of
night.
Fart sound effects during one show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You loved it. You were
happy
about it.
It was great.
It was actually... It was.
Kind of hit
the
a nerve with that one.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right. Fair enough, Ty. You keep saying that.
Ty, you understand he's only passing.
He goes,
by,
he listens back. He's like, I see how I slipped that fart in there right there? Yeah, see how I did that? It's fucking
so
timing.
Tasteful.
It's
timing
right
all in
there.
The timing.
That was your first bad pun on the show, Two Time Tom. Congratulations.
Do I get a tally? That'd be awesome.
If we had another whiteboard, absolutely.
So I was at the Jim Jefferies show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
let's come back.
And, yeah, we were seated fairly back in the theater because we bought our tickets late.
Nosebleeds.
And I...
yeah, in the plaza.
Not at the plaza.
There is a balcony, so I guess, you know, it's...
It'd be nice.
It's a fairly small
AKA
theater.
The back.
We were kind of at the back, yeah.
We were at the top of the bleachers.
But to make things worse, Teresa, my wife, is a... you know, a shorter chick, we'll just say.
She's pretty short.
Pretty damn short.
Get on the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
The Jim Jefferies show.
What sits in front of us? Literally, like, just a jacked up old dude that used to be, like, probably, like, a guy that lifted weights a lot or worked construction. He's fucking huge.
Was he wearing, did he have an afro or a cowboy hat?
And then his chick. Neither. He was trying not to go bald.
But
then his chick,
cowboy hat.
That
who
guy.
who was literally like this, just like Amazon thing, like this blonde Amazon.
Did she have a uniboob?
Gotta be over 6 foot.
A tri-boob,
and
like Total Recall.
Tri-boob is solid.
They were huge. They were fake, but they were. But she also had like
fucked up fake though. Like the surgery
little
didn't
bit.
Go well.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate.
She had back problems, obviously.
Back is something going on. And then
if you're still 6 foot after back problems and fake boobs, like, Jesus Christ.
There's no center of gravity with it. It's just out of control.
She must have been at least 3 inches taller.
It's the opposite of a weeble wobble.
It is.
It's just a wobble. There's no weeble.
It's an upside down. It's just a wobble. But, yeah, no, there was that. And then she's just, like, got this fake ass... blonde hair, like you can see. You're sitting behind her, so you see.
Was it like wig bad fake hair?
Oh, it was about there.
Was it weave bad or wig bad?
We could only hope it was wig bad.
I could only hope.
But it was. It looked pretty goddamn obvious. And
did she have any head itches? Did she do that?
And then her whole head sculpt kind of moved when she did it.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think she did. I think it was probably more weave, to be honest.
That's the weave pat right there.
That is the weave
pat. That's how you itch when you got a weave.
I don't know then. Maybe it was a wig.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even announced that Gina's here.
Oh, yeah. Gina's here, yeah. For any of you streaming.
Hi.
Hey,
this is Gina. Yeah.
It's good to have you sitting in with us.
Just so you all know.
Thank you for having me again.
So you're saying that's the weave pat, though?
Yeah, it's either the glue or the weave's too tight, so they loosen it by patting their heads.
Okay, then. Okay.
They. What do you mean they, Gina?
Are we generalizing here?
They as in anyone that gets a weave.
All right, yeah.
So the blacks.
No, my aunt had a weave. She's white.
Yeah, she's that's Italian. What I'm saying.
I've always kind of wanted to weave. Is what? That bad?
This I'm glad. No. She, no, I'm glad this is all being brought up because stereotypically you do think of weaves being as a black thing. They yeah, are sure. not anymore.
My aunt had one. She was losing her hair, so she wanted it thicker.
That's
longer.
A little different, though.
She's
You're
not
losing
Italian
your hair.
Either.
You
she's not Italian either.
No, oh. my mom's side,
but
so
like
German more.
I don't even
German weave.
Like, she's breaking all the protocols.
Weaving it.
Either way, this chick clearly didn't want to be there, and guy got back up to get in the beer line or go take a piss or whatever after the opener. She was just like, she was mad that she was there, and like, actually it's before the opener, is like they're trying to get people to the seats. And now remember I was saying how people are just animals. People can't sit down in Orlando, I guess, for more than like 2 minutes at a time, because I would literally see just like you'd sit down, you'd get back up, you'd walk, you'd go back there, like, sit in your fucking seat. The show is about to start.
Everybody's got to pee in Orlando.
I'm pretty something like
were
that.
Were there seats?
Yeah, there were seats for the
UTIs
show.
Are a common thing down
oh,
here.
God damn it.
Yes, they are, I'm sure.
Let's hear the FCC again and kick back in. FCC's fucking us tonight.
I am telling you.
You said UTI and they just dropped it on us.
Like, nope, you got to go.
No, too much. Yeah. It's dinner hour.
Yeah, it's too much.
They don't want the they don't want the word out, man. I understand. UTIs are sweeping the nation.
But no, her dude's like back and forth, to, you know, to the bathroom. She's just irritated, irritated, right?
Dude, he's got
wherever
a,
he's going. They
he's
finally,
got a pump. What? He's on. Was he Royden?
They sit down. I don't know what this guy's doing.
They have
but
a bunch of white boogers.
He yep, finally, yep. you know, he sits down, and they're older too. Like both of them are probably mid 40s.
Yeah.
Right.
And not that old.
But trying to act younger.
As most overly buff men often
yeah,
are.
Just like
they do seem to be in their
mid
40s.
Stupid, right? Whatever.
They're still trying to live the dream a little bit.
I'm not even
bit.
Saying he was overly. He's not, wasn't even that big. He was just like a larger dude.
Like midlife
but
crisis.
Not, so not like
dude,
a jet
or
I don't know.
Yeah.
All
right.
Either way.
Did they get off a Harley?
He's that guy when the show starts and he knows his chick isn't having a good time.
Yeah.
He's doing the thing where his arms are around her. And he's leaning into her, and he's repeating every joke,
oh,
and he's doing.
No.
That.
Oh, I would have slapped the living shit out of him.
Oh,
if I laugh,
no.
why are you laughing?
Like, why are you like, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
And you can hear it the whole time,
and
trying to enjoy the
and
show.
And it's just, you know, it's like a seat over and to the left, and it's just like it's right there, and it's coming in, and I'm like,
ooh.
And you know that she's not laughing because this man's been quoting Jim Jefferies for
yeah.
probably the last month.
He's
and
like
a half
he's like
now,
a comedic
so.
Interpreter for this dumb bitch.
This is pretty much
hear?
What's happening.
Wow.
But it's driving me absolutely insane. Now, in typical Owen fashion, I do nothing, I say nothing, I sit
you
there with my hands crossed. And I'm just
you bought a beer.
Save it for the podcast.
This is why he doesn't have a concealed weapons permit.
I'm fuming because now there are other people that after the opener, like literally the opener did maybe 10 minutes. All right.
Yeah, it's who opened, by the way?
It's a guy that Jim tours with. His name's Forrest something or other. I can't remember.
Was
his
he
last
solid?
Name. He was really good. He was really
oh,
good.
Cool.
And
did so, he run?
He did not run.
What a shame.
Quality joke, though, bro.
Thank you.
Forrest Gump for the win.
We were all
hey,
thinking
that's
it.
That's my awful half kind of that's my awful kind of pun for
thank
this
you.
Show. I'm allowed one, right?
You're allowed a couple.
We're tied, Travis.
That's
cheers. I'll beat you.
We need the NFL scoreboard.
No, people are just so inconsistent. Like, they're getting mad because the show's not started yet. The show starts. The opener comes out. Does his 10 minutes. He's like, literally... You know, everybody stay in their seats. We're just going to be a couple of minutes. Jim's going to come out. Everything's going to be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the show back a little bit on
Let's
time.
Do it.
Started a little bit late, right?
Yeah.
So everybody should have stayed in their seats. Instead, went out to go have a smoke or go piss or whatever. I stayed in my seat. I'm just like fucking like.
You didn't go out to have
doing?
A smoke? Wow.
I didn't. I chilled.
You are a courteous man.
I would have.
I have a feeling that they then had to push it back because of the amount of people that weren't sitting down.
Oh, my God.
Like, they literally yeah. pushed
that
it back
blows.
And
yeah.
another 15 minutes. And I was just like, I went to go get my beer before the show. I went and got an extra. By the way, total time in a beer line for two beers.
It's crazy.
25 to 35 minutes.
Round
Whoa.
Trip.
There's like.
So I got my second
yeah.
one. I'm, you know, and I'm getting pissed off. I'm getting
normally.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
But they're both lined.
That's true. There is only two.
Showtime says it starts at 8.
Right.
Doors were open at 7. We're in plenty of time for any of that to get a beer and then me be like, oh shit, I wish I was in my seat right now. I'm still in the beer line because I want to be in my seat at least 10 minutes before the show.
No, absolutely.
That's something respectful you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Like a human being fucking does. And these people do not have the same concept of that. And right after the opener, everybody gets up, everybody storms out, show gets, you know, delayed even more.
Yeah.
Because people are dickheads.
That's
but people
bro.
Did stay. Hello?
Yeah, it's the FCC.
God damn it. Whoa, hey.
Yeah, see?
But people did stay for the opener, at least. They stayed to watch him.
Everybody pretty much that was there and had a seat, sat down, watched the opening,
gotcha.
Then got up.
As soon
and
as
it was
he
a
finished.
Real short thing. As soon as they finished, they got up, you know.
It's weird that they broke after the opener.
They should have
that
just
is
kept
really
it going.
I mean, I just feel that the momentum of it, it's almost like I've seen comedy shows where the opener ends, introduces the main act,
through.
And you're going because you've warmed up. Why would you warm up a crowd to break a crowd?
That's an idiotic
absolutely.
Idea.
I'm sorry. I don't think they did that right at all.
I don't think they did either, and I'm not sure if that was the venue or if that was them or like maybe one of them running behind, but there was something going on, and I didn't like it because it definitely threw things off for me, like just from an audience perspective, because now I'm sat like
the opener before the break.
it was
I'm gonna pump you guys up to go get in the beer line.
If you've
got
like two openers,
sure,
yeah, sure, maybe, but that, I mean, again,
and a 10 minute open,
that's
so,
a concert,
so you sat
world,
down
like,
10 minutes bro, and then what did it take, 20 to 30 to get back,
about 20 25 like,
wow.
In all seriousness,
Taylor.
To come back to it pretty goddamn obnoxious, but
you should have had a cigarette.
And trust me,
you could have had two cigarettes.
The whole
dude.
Time I'm thinking that. I'm like, this is driving me crazy because I should have been one
here.
Of the assholes, you know, that got
well,
him.
That's, yeah, I wouldn't have done it right away, but once I saw how empty it was, I would have gone.
But then,
right
Ty,
away.
You're just perpetuating the problem.
But,
what
you know, it's
you
not my fault they didn't say he was going to go on right now.
Kind of, yeah, I mean, I see where Owen's coming from, though. It's a little bit of a dichotomy here.
It is. It's
you're
like,
stressed. Do you go have a cigarette, or do you take your silent stand that won't change everything, but or won't change anything for that matter?
It's stressing me out, so I need a cigarette.
I'm gonna go have a smoke.
You and the
guys.
Rest
I'll
of
right
Orlando,
back.
Apparently.
No, we're not on break yet, Ty. We've barely done 30 minutes, man.
Hang tight. Eat another candy over there, Ty.
No, don't eat another candy.
Oh, I'm sorry. What have I done? I've forsaken us. I have forsaken us.
Two time and Tom, you bastard.
I knew we would fucking want to get rid of him soon enough.
I want to be three time Tom. God damn it.
Well, you blew that 20 seconds ago.
All right.
Three PPO.
Now, another thing that did bother me about going to the show was that I realized something, and it looks really lame about, like, our culture, like, what we are, like, our day and age. What are we? Are we millennials?
Oh, I thought you meant us specifically
I mean, I
at this studio. I was like,
millennials were a couple
addicts,
years after us.
Yeah. We're that, you know.
We're still kind of 90s, right?
I guess so.
I mean, we were born in the 80s.
Yeah,
right?
Born in the 80s.
Mostly everybody.
Right.
Everybody. Yeah.
We're still kind of it's weird.
My point
weird.
Being the culture.
Oh, why you were born in the 90s?
I was born in the 90s. You were a 90s baby?
I'm a 90s baby.
Yeah, he's a babe.
I'm a baby.
He is.
Thank you. I'm trying to make like weird
signals.
Oh,
that's
tie.
What
I, like,
you're doing.
Opener.
I thought
oh.
you were, yeah.
I got you.
I thought you were being
a test
like,
of skill.
Yeah,
a
the
test
fucking
of skill.
80s.
Nailed it.
Pow.
Me and Tom are cool now.
Yeah, we are.
Two time and Tom will be back for a third.
Well, you know,
Trace Tom,
proving that I guess we're not that bad. That you know, some people can still do that.
Le Tom et toi.
I will say it does make us look fucking weird as a culture when everybody's in line for a show, right? Everybody like, and you got cool looking people, fucking hipster looking dudes, but you got schlubs, you got everybody that goes to a show, whatever.
Right,
old jack dudes.
Everybody,
that one guy masturbating
that is there,
in the corner. I mean, it's
lots
a show.
Of cargo shorts.
Whatever.
Tons. It is Florida.
They're holding a piece of fucking white printer paper with their ticket on it. There's no stub. It looks so nerdy. It looks
they
just
printed
it looks
yeah.
so
right.
odd. Like
yeah.
because
that's
what they tell
now,
you to
yeah.
do.
QR
like,
code, man.
Yeah, we can scan it as you walk in the door.
Everything's cool and digital.
But it's so I mean, it why does look so lame. Well, that was my point.
Why,
is that why can't you offer that on my phone? I don't even have to print it out. It was
yeah.
he added an extra step that he probably didn't need to do.
So you're telling me printing a piece of paper out and walking up.
It's way too much.
Yeah, that's lamer than yes. holding out your new iPhone 5.
Much lamer.
That you just got. That to your,
can't do. You know, I guess, which, well, if it's gonna be lame, at least be lame for a reason. At least save some goddamn paper.
Save a tree,
I guess. I mean, yeah. I'm not that
being
I'm not.
Yeah, and we're out of lithium ion battery, which is made in Afghanistan. Yeah, absolutely. Lithium's totally renewable. That yeah. shit just fucking falls off.
You were missing my original point, come though, man. That we all look like idiots holding pieces of
yeah.
paper.
Yeah, we do.
Instead of, you know, remember a ticket stub? Remember what that was fucking like? Having a ticket stub that you got mailed?
Well, yeah.
Or
when
you
I
went
print
and
it
bought?
Out, I fold it to look like oh, a ticket.
I do the yeah. same thing. I seriously, if I have to print it out, I'll do the
I
exact
fold it
same
pocket
thing.
Size. I just do a quarter.
And
it
to
so
look
it's,
like a ticket. And yeah. I cut it out and I saved my ticket stub.
See? You're a chick. No, in all seriousness, don't you miss having ticket stubs?
Depending on what show
do not see the inherent lameness in this as well?
Yeah, there's that is
that.
That
and like the all my ticket stuff done. I can have a board that has all my tickets that every show I've been to and everything, and now I have
yeah collectible
copies, printed copies of ticket stubs, and it's not the same.
You're right, Travis.
I mean, do you print it black and white? Do you print it in color?
I don't know.
Color.
CYMK that shit.
I don't know if you can print it in color. I think it comes up black and white.
You used
it?
To be able to get those motherfuckers.
Some of them look like the Ticketmaster
signed.
Colors,
remember
like,
when? I bet you have yeah. signed ones.
Wow.
I bet you have signed ooh. Ticket stubs. You yep. can't go signing a fucking. You're gonna really hand that to the band and be like, "Yeah, sign."
But
the
also
fucking.
Too, when shit's on people's phones, it's just that extra. Like either people, I've been in situations where like either people have the phone and they're like prepared and they're ready, or then it's the ass in front of
or,
you stumbling to find it
yeah,
in
that's
their
the
email.
Worst. That is,
you know,
the worst.
And that's the problem is that the clutter that is.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know,
gonna change
smartphones
no, don't go. John,
over
don't.
Time. Oh, Gina's gotta go. Gina's gotta run off on us.
Bye, Gina.
Oh, damn it. It's all penises again in here.
Damn it. Ugh.
Have a good night.
I feel the sexual
thanks.
Tension mounting yeah. already.
Hey, see ya.
Give us a hug before
and
you
and welcome to the Sausage Fest.
Love you, girl. Start
the sausage song.
You're listening to Sausage Fest. Sausage
see you at the house, Chica.
Cause it's,
later.
It's any different than most podcasts over
yeah, that's
here.
True. Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, that was my rant about Jim Jefferies and not having ticket
shame,
stubs
man.
Anymore.
What's a shame about Orlando kind of bringing it down a little
but you
bit.
You can still go buy a ticket stub if you want to.
Yeah,
you, most I guess of the you time, can.
Or
I guess
get it mailed.
Yeah, like,
you
for example, like if I'm downtown, you know, for a night and I see yeah. a sign at the social, I'll be like, oh, well, hell,
buy
I'll go
yeah,
buy
go
a
to
ticket
the Ticketmaster,
yeah.
buy it.
Yep.
Just go grab it right there. Cause I don't
the
have
box
that.
Office, if there's such ooh, a thing anymore.
It is. I mean, it's usually a sketchy little window.
Yeah, exactly.
With wheat, like, you know.
It's some
marijuana
awful neon,
smoke
yeah.
billowing out from underneath it, but you can
sometimes.
Still go buy tickets there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can buy a lot of things there.
So I knew we wouldn't have much to talk about tonight, which is why
we've
I...
We've talked
what
about
you
quite
talking
a
about?
Bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we never have that much to talk about. I mean, it's all just rambling about goddamn, you know, fucking...
We talk about
penises
or vaginas.
Penises
we came out of the cage with
and...
tards, though. We
yeah,
came,
we
came
we
out
did.
Pretty strong
we did
topically.
Come out pretty strong yeah. topically with tards. Topical Tom.
I approve of
the
ooh,
tards. Hey, yeah, there's ooh. Many a hats over here, baby.
I like the connotation
top.
Of topical Tom.
I like it too, yeah.
Which way does it go?
I'm like Robin Quivers and Howard Stern. I need to be cordoned off in a corner somewhere with glass.
Well,
see,
I'm still stoked about Tom
I same
Twa.
Way for a while.
Next
thanks,
like,
guys.
Just saying,
loving, the,
yeah.
loving the nicknames.
I don't know if he's Topical Tom because he knows a lot about stuff.
No, there's
or,
creams.
Or
there's creams.
I'm applying some kind
yes.
of doctor
yeah.
inherent
topical
cream
Tom.
To yeah. it. Yeah.
Speaking of which, are you flaring up again?
A little bit.
All right.
So that's good from last
angry.
Week.
Yeah.
You
angry.
Really did your job again, Travis.
I try my best.
You are a rapist.
What?
Like I said, I knew we wouldn't have things to talk about.
Cannibal,
so.
Yes. Rapist, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. You don't get me wrong. I do
what's
mean.
Worse, yeah. rapist or cannibal?
Imagine a
rapist,
cannibal.
Absolutely.
God, he has his way with you, then he eats you?
No, 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 no. That's terrible. That's just uncomfortable.
I said rapist, cannibal. I mean, I was like, that's like the worst.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
he said a rapist camel.
Well,
I think that
yeah,
might be the
I
worst
mean,
of all.
My God,
I couldn't.
Never,
oh my God,
yeah,
yeah, well, you couldn't live after that.
One hump or two.
That brings us to my what I wanted to say, which is I wanted to get into, I wanted to get into things in life.
All right,
you wish you could never unlive or unsee.
Oh, all right,
and I know I have a couple.
I have a long list of those things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing immediately comes to mind.
No, me neither, unfortunately.
I enjoy seeing most of it.
Yeah. It's like a train wreck.
Even if it's bad.
Well, Tom. I mean, number one is like your parents doing it.
Well, so you did catch him, you've caught
yeah,
him
that,
doing
that
it.
That brings in a whole
yeah,
other situation.
I did. I totally did when I was younger. I mean, not like...
Multiple
I don't.
Times?
I don't. No, not the one time I like walked in and like saw it.
Ooh.
And... The rumblings of hearing it as you're older living with your parents. It's there, but you're just you tell yourself it's not.
Right.
Right.
No, it's your body's defense.
It's the stairs, it's creaking. That's what that is.
Do you remember like what position they were in when you walked in? Was it terrible?
Dude, I couldn't give a sketch artist like a detailed, you know, play by play of it.
Did you see penetration? Or was it just a booty?
No, it was just I mean, I don't
Dad was
it was
on top
just
of mom.
Well, it was like you know, I mean,
missionary style.
It seemed like covers were on top of the situation. There wasn't anything defined. Thank fucking God, I guess.
Sure,
right?
But
I mean, it's still scary.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What was their reaction? What did they do?
Total. Just. I mean, my mom screamed, and my dad. You know, they shut the door. You know, you get yelled at, and then there was like the weird talk after. Like they waited a day to talk to me, and then
see,
it was, hey, you know, that you come home
you
from school,
and
they're sitting
finished?
In the living room.
Yeah.
The scene,
oh, I don't know. I would hope my dad finished. I mean, I would finish.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh. Well, absolutely, and the same thing sort of happened to me with, you know, that situation under the covers.
I've been in that situation where people have walked in on me, for sure.
Did you finish?
I remember my dad, basically, like, they tensed up, and I remember thinking, them saying something like they were cuddling or something, but they weren't moving at all. Like they were still in the same position. I'm pretty sure my dad was still in my mom or something.
Probably.
And
why would you leave?
I mean, if they're doing it
well,
right,
well,
then, yeah.
He was giggling just like you. He was just sitting there fucking like,
this
oh,
is great.
Yeah, we're cold and what's up? And he was...
We're just hugging.
Yeah, we're just hugging. You know, he was cracking up. But there was none of the fucking next day you can have the serious
talk. Oh, there was. Because
there
was. They knew it was just weird. It was just weird.
Was he on top or bottom?
In my situation?
No, in his.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I felt it was straight. It was very traditional missionary. It was you know.
Yeah.
It was just some... Good old missionary. Let's make a baby sex kind of thing.
Right on.
I think my dad.
Hey
was
man,
doing...
at least they weren't wearing masks or.
Thank
anything
you. I mean,
like
I look honestly, back at it and I'm like the lavishness of what it could have been.
Right.
I mean, I could still be paying for that therapy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I never did walk in on my parents, and I'm glad.
No, nor did I.
So there's my number one That's is wish I could unsee.
My number one is when my. At the time would have been like late 70-year-old grandmother fell in the shower.
Oh boy. And you helped her?
Yeah.
I had to go help her because grandpa was deaf and not getting it and like oh man. Like that.
Oh man.
That stuff you never want to
see. That's some some Derek stuff.
Oof. Never forget it again. Never forget it again.
You know what? That actually reminds me of one, as a matter of fact.
See, we've all had a horrifying...
It's conjured one up.
Yeah. No, yeah. And it wasn't even horrifying. Like, I don't know. Pretty open and
old lady or
no, yeah, it was my grandma. I remember I was at her house one time, and I'm like sitting there watching TV or something. I don't remember what I was doing, but she like... She was in the bathroom or something, and she like opened the bathroom door, and I guess that bathroom was out of toilet paper, and like I saw my little grandma, who mind you is 4'8",
yes.
Okay,
Christ.
four foot eight, dwarf. All right, running with her shirt up and like doing like the little like
the penguin
the
walk.
Wobble, yeah,
the
her pants
walk.
At her ankles, like scurrying down the hallway to her bedroom, and I remember being a little kid and just seeing that butt ass naked, like. Pants and everything around the ankles, like shirt up so that it doesn't touch your ass crack, just scurrying. And then that was that. Like, we never talked about it. We never discussed it.
For the best.
Yeah, I had no desire to. I was like, dude, I get it. I've made that shuffle myself. Like,
The duty shuffle.
Yeah, really... exactly.
Oh, dude.
When you've got to go, you sit down, you do your stuff, and then you, like, have that moment where, like, you're looking at your kneecaps, right? Because you just took care of business.
Yep, your
and
eyes
then you slowly glance up and you see the empty roll of toilet paper. Yeah.
Which, by the way, and when that, you're not even classy moment, enough to throw it away. Like.
Right. That's the moment in your life when you realize there is no God.
Man, that's a fucking question, like, too. It's like, what have you done when faced with that issue?
Oh,
absolutely no toilet paper.
No TP,
in
bare
a public
roll.
Situation.
Sure. Or, what have you done?
Public or like at the house? At the house,
I mean,
a
or somebody
shower. Like just call that shit a day.
Well, yeah. Thank God if it was at your own house, but public, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Once when I was a kid, what happened? To me.
Awesome. What?
I think I might have told this one in the podcast, so I will be quick. I remember we lived in a neighborhood community where there was a lot of construction going on, and I used to ride my bike around. Well, I had just eaten some fucking like 10 bags of Cheetos or whatever I did, and my stomach was churning. I was riding my bike, and I was going, and there was this huge hill, right? I knew, and I got to the bottom of the hill, and my stomach was just done. There was this construction site, was the expanding area of the neighborhood. So I knew I couldn't get back up the fucking hill without shitting myself. So I literally, it was an off day. It must have been like a Sunday afternoon where like no construction guys are around or
no,
whatever.
No, they do
right?
not.
Well, there were no porta potties down there.
Oh.
There were.
Oh,
wow. There was
so
not,
it was just like shit in the woods kind of shit.
This is like open like sand.
And then you
like,
had the bike?
Like I do the straight up, you know, standing I do up. a squat, like
pop
kind of
a squat.
Pop a squat.
Yep.
And a turd drops out of me, and I was looking around.
You didn't even dig a hole.
No.
Oh,
there was no time
man.
For that.
I should have tried to dig a hole.
No, there was no time. Tom
I don't
is
blame
absolutely
you.
Right.
This Those ass cheeks were just clenched.
This thing was coming out. Yeah. I didn't have an option.
Emergency shit.
The E shit.
All I can say is that in that situation. I left it there, and I sacrificed a pair of socks with it.
Ooh, the socks.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was I would have
well
chose socks.
I definitely
would
have chose socks.
It was
yeah.
well played, and it wasn't – now, see, it was a fairly –
Were they like tube socks? Were they like ankle socks?
They were ankle socks. These were
okay,
small
so not a
socks.
Okay, so not a ton yeah. of real estate.
You get
no,
a couple wipes.
You maybe got side –
Right.
That's it. I mean, yeah. are you going to cut?
I got two good full wipes. So yeah. I got the
did
majority
you,
of the shit.
Did you yeah. flip them inside out afterwards?
Did not.
Well, at okay. that point, you're still touching your duty.
Yeah, I can't
right.
do that. I couldn't
be
do
careful.
That. I couldn't
so needless to say, you got home and wiped
two
again.
Wipe wonder.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I actually even, I probably hopped in the pool.
Right.
That would have been the easiest.
Hopped
oh,
in the pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Very
then,
tactful.
Oh,
I want to swim at Owen's house.
Open mouthed. Oh, yeah.
Or the jacuzzi tub, whatever.
I
no,
feel like,
not whatever. We, totally
great
different.
Story, though.
Was I on the podcast when we talked about duty stories? Because I kind of remember maybe saying
we're,
this.
We're like
have
we're
we
evolving into duty
well,
stories. And we have a caller, right?
Oh, Jesus, Duncan. What are we doing? We're back
we're talking
to our old
poop
ways.
Stories, man.
Duncan.
I don't have any idea what we're doing.
Talking
I don't know what
poop.
I'm doing.
We're back to our old ways of talking
straight
complete
dookie.
Straight dookie.
We've been
right
talking
now.
About taking a shit for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I've really got
to
go.
The last time that did happen to me when I didn't have any TP, I was in Canada at our cabin in Canada.
Did you use a clamshell?
And it was there was an outhouse really far away from our really
it's a half
like
muscle, dude.
Anyways, I take the duty, scout. Realize there's no paper.
Oh,
very
no.
sad.
Oh no.
I don't know what to do. I did the. There's nobody there, so I don't worry about going back out.
Right, right.
And I'm looking around, and there's the shirt that's probably been hanging there on a clothesline
oh,
for maybe
no.
2 years.
Somebody's shirt. Oh, well, 2 years. They're not coming all right. back.
Fair
for
game
it.
At that.
Oh, no.
This is a Woods,
yeah.
is a Woods
fair game.
Shirt.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Definitely fair.
Was it a Big Johnson shirt?
No. It was a fairly gross looking white T-shirt. And I was like,
I'm sure it looked a lot grosser.
Once I wiped,
I'm sure
it didn't look that
have
much worse.
Wipe their ass.
It's yeah.
yeah. when
tell
I washed it.
But
did
it,
you hang it back up? Is the question.
Exactly. Tell me you hung
did
it
you
back
burn
up.
That
no,
fucking
well,
shirt?
It's an outhouse, so I let it go down the hole. You know, there's no flushing.
The hole, yeah.
Basically, what you mean yeah. is you had to smash it through the hole, because by this point, the shirt is rock hard.
I had to loosen it up before wiping. I had to kind of ply it around.
Toilet paper that I have to pre-lube. But like not a fan
Duncan okay. You're on the road right now, you have to have some good like crazy shitting stories, some awful ones, the
dude,
places
I,
that
like
shit
okay
on.
Look
I think,
look, I think we all know my particularity about taking shits at the factory, like, and how there are only certain places that I would go.
Oh, there are only certain places in public that I will poop as well.
Yeah, I got over
yeah,
my phobia.
Yeah, no, on the road, that shit doesn't, you fucking throw that out the window. Yeah. When you got to go, your ass, you are not shitting on the tour bus, so.
Oh, yeah, 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 exactly.
Wow.
So what are the...
So you have one of two options.
Okay.
The one option is you go up to our driver and you say, hey, man, I got to drop a deuce. As soon as we get stopped, the better. And he'll pull off the highway somewhere, find a place where you can drop a dookie, and then go. Or option number two is what we like to refer to as a hot bag.
Oh, Jesus.
This sounds awesome.
The hot bag is what you do is you take one of the many Walmart or grocery store plastic bags that you have accumulated, and you put it in the bowl of the chemical toilet in the tour bus. You yep. take a shit in
you
it.
You place a liner in there, basically, is what you're doing.
Yep.
You're,
and yep. then you shit in it, you tie deep it off, liner. You go up front, you roll down the window, and you toss that motherfucker out.
It's like a Molotov cocktail of shit.
You should exactly. light it on fire, really, yeah.
Well, it would have to be a paper bag, would it not? I mean,
imagine the guy that's picking up trash on the highway that finds that, Jim.
Yeah. To really yeah. be appropriate.
The prisoner that
picks that bitch up on the highway.
Tell me you've done option number two, though, a couple of times this year.
This year?
He's doing
no,
it right
I haven't
now.
Had to.
Not, no, you haven't had to this year?
I thought I was going to have to this morning, but we got here in plenty of time.
Hot bag.
No, I have hot bagged it before.
The name Ooh. Is perfect. Hot bag.
That's right. This reminds me of a story from when I was like 14. I got taken on this to this concert. And believe it or not, what's that band? After the Neverending Story, the dog.
Atreyu.
We were going to go yeah. see Atreyu. My friend had an extra ticket. My parents were out of town, and I was kind of was free, like up to my own devices.
Nice.
And his older sister was buying all this beer for all of us. So I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll go to the show. Well, I drank a 6-pack of beer from like Haines City, which isn't that far, to downtown Orlando. 45-minute
right.
drive. Like, 45, I
drank yeah.
like 6 beers at like 14, just chugging them,
nice.
Showing off, being a dickhead. But then, of course, by the time I, like 30 minutes in, really needed to pee.
Right.
So I tried like peeing in Heineken bottles.
Ooh.
Not a good idea.
Limited.
Not
goes,
a good idea at all.
It goes everywhere, but I did get a couple full and end up throwing those out on I-4.
You got, what you really want in that situation is you really want a milk jug or at least a
Gatorade bottle. Or
Gatorade bottle.
Or you know those big like coffee mugs you get at like you know 7-Eleven and
yeah.
stuff? Like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
totally pissed in one of those and just
in
like standstill traffic.
What I have also
out.
Done is I have also been driving through fucking construction
yeah.
traffic in Chicago
yeah.
in the winter and had a friend of mine literally open the sliding door of my van and just like basically brace
I've,
himself
I've
there
also
and
done
he just
that.
Pissed out the window.
I've definitely done that
you've
before.
You've done that. Well,
yeah.
You've done that move.
Oh yeah.
At 60 miles per hour, too.
Oh, probably more.
Back like roads. Bullets at that point.
All right, I'm going to flip back a few pages and find my bucket list because I'm writing that down as something that I need to do.
Gotta pee out that van, man.
Hey, Owen, I got something that you can add to your bucket list as something to never do.
What's that, buddy?
Never come to Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's in Arkansas, so I'm imagining
yeah,
that
it's... Yeah.
Okay, all right. No, hold on, guys. I want to give you a mental 180 of, like, my 180-degree vision, okay? So I'm looking at my trucks. If I look, you know, like, looking to the left,
okay.
look directly
all
at
right,
my truck.
All right, I'm getting
start
the,
scanning...
the panoramic vision is what
yep,
you're doing
yep.
right
yeah.
now.
Exactly. Start scanning a little bit to the right, like, I'm going to say about 15 degrees, and
Ooh,
you see a prison.
Oh, well, that's nice.
How
I think
the
it's
inmates?
A minimum security. I'm not sure if it's, you know, quite
it's a reserve.
The level of security going definitely. On over there, but definitely razor wire and fences, definitely a prison going on.
Sure.
I continue on another 20 degrees, and it looks like there's like a feed and seed agriculture store.
Okay.
And then another. So now at about 90 degrees, I'm looking directly at a bail bonds office.
Yes.
Well, obviously,
makes sense.
There's
of
a
course,
prison
yeah.
right there.
Clearly. Clearly, and then I go like pretty much from that 90 degrees
KFC.
to the other 90 degrees, completing the 180 is all a national cemetery.
Variety. Nice. There's lots of variety.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of like...
It really shows the progression of everything.
You live by the gun and you die by the gun.
The prison.
All the people that die in the jail,
the
they just roll
bond,
them over to the cemetery.
Back to prison, to the cemetery.
Very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I really saw like both aspects of my... I saw both aspects of my future. Pretty much one right after another, jail or prison.
I was gonna say death in the feed store, but you totally threw me for a loop there.
Oh yeah, well I mean, you know, it's what I do.
I thought you were gonna become a bail bondsman. That's what I thought you were gonna do.
Imagine the seed store is like advertised. It's like right next to the prison.
Right next to the prison. When
you won't miss it.
Tell me about
the
it.
Prison,
look for the bond wire.
You bow too far.
Yeah. If you see it,
Larry,
if you see the cemetery,
turn around.
And you know what I'm going to do, just because I'm on the air?
Yeah, buddy.
Death.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Well, yeah,
we're right up on break. I'm not even kidding you. Like I'm about to piss my pants.
Jealous.
Well, no. Go to break, and I'm gonna just go ahead and do dad's, and then I'm gonna get the fuck out of Arkansas.
Get the fuck out of
Get
Arkansas,
the fuck
dude.
Out of Arkansas, man.
And then I'm gonna go to Oklahoma, so I don't know if that's any better.
It might be.
Dude,
all
get out
I know
of Arkansas.
Is you're not in Kansas anymore, dude.
Oh yeah.
Pretty much get out of all those states that you've been in. Like it sounds like every place you've been on this tour sucks dick, apart from like the two places
with
that
the
are your home.
Of South Bend, man, yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. And that's only cool because you lived there once. Like it's just nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's
Let's
still probably
not say that South
sucks.
Bend's
not,
a little
I mean,
bit of a shit.
Yeah, it was kinda like it would have been the same as if I was going back to Orlando. You know what I mean? Like
don't
the
go
same
back
kind
there.
Of reaction.
Yeah, fuck that.
We don't
place.
Want you back here. Fuck you.
No, I'm not coming back. You can eat a dick.
I know you're not coming
Wait,
back.
Wait, before you go, I gotta
I
ask.
I sold all the spots on the radio show now, so now you're fucking out of luck.
He made me pay $50 for it.
Yeah. Tom's way more profitable than you. He brings over $50, he sits in a seat and does, you know, says a couple snarky things.
And all I get is hemorrhoids out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, enjoy
well,
you, my
you also have
my
herpes. I
on that couch.
Yet, but...
That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, he's on the gay couch.
I'm on the gay couch.
Oh, he's on the gay couch? My filth's on that couch too, don't you worry.
Yeah,
you got a lot of
it's
stuff
too,
on
it's
that
too
couch,
late. I'm
man.
Already infected,
you got a lot
man.
Of stuff on this couch.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of everything.
Hey, before you go, I gotta
couch.
Ask, how's working with bitches?
Hasn't happened yet.
Man.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Never mind.
Have you brought it on yet?
We brought it and they didn't want it.
What? What?
That's the best answer.
Dude, on that, we need to say goodbye. Right. We need to ditch
Later.
You. We love you, sir.
All right. Eat a bag of dicks, Internet.
You
love
eat
you
a bag.
Guys.
All
it,
right, buddy.
Dap it.
Love
it.
You. Dap it.
Dap it.
Later, bro.
Later.
God, it is nice hearing from him.
Always,
isn't it
always
just...
a pleasure.
Why didn't you hang
you
up on him?
Boy.
I thought that was the
Yeah, you should have hung
thing.
Up on him.
You definitely...
I was going to say something so Owen can hang up on you, but...
You should do a whole segment where you call people and just fucking dismiss them and hang up on them.
Well, most of the time
I've
he hangs up on everybody.
At all.
We'll call it Owen Hangs
that
Up.
That's what he does normally.
You are done, sir.
That's the usual show. I'm trying to be nice. It's 2014.
All right, new leaf
time. We've got 150
under our belt.
Shitty,
you
now,
knew
now,
your
man.
Resolution.
Yeah.
Like,
aw, man.
Be kinder? Oh, fuck you.
Be, you know.
You're getting weak.
I'm getting soft
That's
in my
hard
old
talk
age.
Right
Eat a bag
there.
Of dicks.
What would Derek do?
Yeah, exactly.
He would smile coyly and say something cogny.
This is true. Oh,
what you playing on?
You and your adjectives.
God damn it, we are going off break.
Adverbs.
Fucking Gramercy Parks.
What?
It was an English joke.
Yes.
For some reason, Ty got it.
No, we didn't.
No,
we
just
started
Definitely
dancing.
Didn't get
no,
it.
I got the joke. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What you do need to do is stick around for a few more minutes. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a second segment. And we want your involvement when we come back. We need more phone calls. It's good hearing from people like Duncan.
Yeah.
Is it not?
I like
always.
It. I always do.
And we
want
to hear from you if you have anything to say about, I don't know, what the hell did we talk about? Ticket stubs,
hemorrhoids,
cards,
Derek,
things that you wish you could unsee.
Yep.
My parents having sex.
We never got into things you could wish you could undo. That might be a second segment talk.
That might
know.
Be a second segment topic.
Might
as well.
Not be. Who
the whole
cares?
Second segment.
We'll see you in the second segment.
As something I do want to talk about, I do want to question, is The Walking Dead as a show? Quite possibly. We'll go into the details. When we come back from break, this is the Ono Radio Show, 321-332-0186. And you can go eat a bag of dicks.
Dicks.
Oh, yeah, this is the Deadly Snakes. Welcome to the second segment.
Do you want to look at dirty pictures?
This is usually where things get a little strange, usually where we go off the rails. But tonight, Ty, I am dedicated to this not happening.
I am dedicated to us
keeping this show on the roll.
I was about to show you a dirty picture.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, well, I'm showing it. I can't divulge, really.
I mean... I can.
You can pass the phone around. You can pass.
I'll pass the phone around.
All
okay.
right.
Well, I mean,
Tom's not on. Is Tom on? Is everybody
God
on?
God damn it, Tom! Just
hey,
chill
baby.
Out.
Is Travis on?
I'm
back.
I think
yo.
So.
I can hear myself. I would say keep it on
You're
the anonymous
Let me
level.
See the dirty
this
picture.
Is my conscience.
Ty, keep it on the anonymous
it's,
level.
I don't want to divulge. Yeah.
Pass that around, though.
I will.
Yeah.
I gotta find it. It's a ways back. It's ways back.
Ways back. Yeah.
A lot
Tyrelly,
of pictures.
I'm sure really killing the
nailed it.
All right, continue. Continue your opening. I'm just gonna pass around sexy pictures for you.
No, it's okay because what I was gonna talk about
is
how everyone seems to feel like they can quit the Ono Radio Show because they know that I will just keep it going.
Travis approves. Let's see.
I mean, I haven't seen the face or anything.
I quit.
But
I think everybody knows that that's just the case, and this is proven time and time and time again now.
I mean, it's true.
Do you mind if I pinch zoom?
Oh, I've done it.
Oh, you're pinching zooming?
Yeah, I got to.
All right.
You can't help it.
It's so shaved.
It's very prepubescent, I'm going to say.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredibly.
I mean, this gives Brazilian a whole new meaning.
Well, she's just kind of showing you what's up.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
So
Ty
is passing around pornography.
That is what's up.
That is what's up.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not
that's a first. Is that a series or is that just a one-off?
That one is a one-off. I have one other one that's also good.
Okay. You got to keep going. You can't.
No, but that's...
You can't find it. It's not right next to
it.
Because you know why? There's a bunch of pictures of Ty's weighing on there.
Okay,
I'm gonna bet.
Seriously. We're opening up the second segment with pictures that Ty is
I don't
pulling
do that.
Wiener selfies.
phone.
Wiener selfies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't need to see any wiener selfies with you, Ty.
It's so scaly.
What I do need to see, because you guys are ruining my goddamn show, is something that I've been looking forward to playing for you guys all goddamn night. And this is something that has been provided to us, and thank God they did it.
Is it pornography?
This is not pornography.
Oh, okay.
But it has been provided to us by the Jamaican Tourism Board.
Awesome. Yaman.
And, we got number two pornography picture. We're going to...
No, not bad in the face depot.
I think you should put that and tag her on Facebook in it.
I have more stories for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know the new rule with everything we talk about that's visual on
has
the radio
to go on
show.
The
we
website.
Have to provide a link to provide the visual. All
right. Okay. So, yeah,
I mean,
look for that when your parents aren't in the room, kids.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be seriously, I am doing that with every video that I play, with every picture that we take. It goes into the summary as a hyperlink there.
So the masturbation PSA
that you can click
is on
there. And you can
nice.
You
that was
see
awesome.
What the hell we're talking about, but the masturbation, yes, it is. The masturbation
we're
PSA
promoting
is
masturbation,
on there.
Really.
We really are.
Crazy war flashback.
This is this is the newest thing we should all be thankful for. And right. The Jamaican fucking tourism board is to thank for this.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. 2D graphics.
Whoa.
Sorry, we had two things playing at once there. I had to stop the other one. That's never happened before. But well, going back,
that
going
had
back
an awesome
to,
soundtrack.
Yeah, no.
I'm waiting for John Candy to rip out of this joint.
Dude,
right?
This thing is probably the greatest thing I've
Jamaica's
ever seen.
Jamaica's got a bop.
This is their new theme song for the Jamaican bop team. Start out
feeling nice. Yes. I am loving this 8-bit stuff.
Yes.
I'm into
Kiss
it.
Mike.
I'm into it.
Yes.
Did somebody's kid do this on Microsoft Paint?
This is what Jamaica's providing for the World Olympics right now. This is their theme song.
Dude.
This is like their equivalent to Industrial Light and Magic.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is these graphics.
Fly top speed.
Like, this graphics is like incredibly a precedent in Jamaica right now. Like, you can't get better than this.
This is 8-bit-alicious right here.
8-bit-alicious.
Dolphins. Jamaicans. Ears,
oh,
drums, yeah. Suns.
I'm waiting for Usain,
hey, crazy
I'm waiting for Usain Bolt to make a rock star appearance.
And what did they come in, like, dead last?
That's a papaya. There's a papaya in their music video.
It's so good.
It's papaya time. Notice they gave that 8-bit girl a huge rack.
They really did.
Oh, yeah.
They gave her like a big old set of boobies.
They were shaky.
Now check this out, guys. With this video comes the directions at the very end. Press play the moment the Jamaican bobsled team begins their big race. You'll be amazed how the song syncs perfectly with the chorus itself.
Yes.
It's like Dark Side of the Moon,
exactly,
and Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
It's a Jamaican revolution, man.
So awesome.
You got missing, man. You should smoke,
the Dark
man.
Side of Oz.
And if you'll notice, in the video, you do see the track,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
is them going around. So they've, like, they've done this to the track. So, guys, whenever that is.
Brilliant marketing by the Jamaican team.
Very brilliant, I think. Man.
Oh, we
I'm thinking they're
going to
remake
shit.
Fucking Cool
yesterday.
Runnings 2. Cool Runnings 2, do I hear that?
Kiss my egg.
It could have been great.
You want to kiss my egg, man?
There but has was, to be a YouTube video yesterday that coincides these two.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
If not, we're going to
somebody
make
had
it
the
happen.
Time. Somebody
right,
had the time.
Because it should still be on the NBC website.
Wouldn't it be great if they just fucked it up right at the beginning so the song just doesn't even, like,
it's all a little
to,
bit
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were all so high they couldn't, like, get it to work.
I want
to
know what part the girl
so
with
slow
the giant rat comes in on.
Yeah.
Like, what turn is that?
Fear the rhythm. Fear the rhyme.
A huge
fear the sun.
Spliff.
It's bobsled time.
That, thank you. I was wondering what the, how that went, because I didn't want to do it.
I don't
justice.
Remember it. I think I
you nailed it. That's it.
Fucking
John Candy is rolling over in
what
his
is
grave.
There, what is the lesson to
rest
learn
in peace,
from
by
Cool
the way.
Runnings
yeah, awesome,
2 is
awesome.
A children's film? Like, it basically what? Don't put weight in the front of your bobsled.
I think Pixar should make the next Cool Runnings.
With a CG John Candy?
Yes.
I'm down. I feel like we could get that. We could get down on that.
A big floppy father figure.
I don't know how I feel about it.
They kind of made him like the
CG
recovering alcoholic coach.
He
in
was.
That. You know,
he
they
was.
Gave him that
yeah.
story. Like he had his,
bad,
he had his like 10-year token or some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, he was a cheater.
And he cheated.
And he cheated, yeah.
He put the weight in the front of the bobsled.
Right, so he needed
to
redeem.
It, to
it was
faster.
All about a redemption, obviously, like every fucking 90s, early 90s movie.
Right. A second chance.
Yeah,
get a second chance.
The
to
year,
not be
the
a piece
decade
of
the second chance.
Yeah, the '80s fucked some people.
That's
up. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Well, seriously,
everybody
that,
was on drugs in the '80s.
If you believe '80s movies, you would have to believe, you know, like with this movie, that this guy in professional sports, Olympian sports,
yeah, Olympian
gets a
level,
second chance. To not be a complete piece of shit, like, cheater, and go back and do it again. Like, that's not happening.
But it's John Candy. You love his face, and you're like, yeah. I
oh,
want
I
John
can
Candy to
that.
Win.
Absolutely.
I want him to win the gold. And if I'm correct, I haven't seen the movie in such a long time, they don't really win a big prize, right?
They
don't win the gold.
No,
they get some, like, hand-me-out medal.
They do just good enough.
They walk it.
Yeah.
They
do just good enough to
right
make an 8-bit music video in the circa 2000.
Busty Jamaican
and
women.
And then
yes.
They like they have the determination to, you know, pick it back up. They don't have to tilt it back on its side, the bobsled.
That was a big movie though, yeah. Because Disney got behind that movie in that time period. And I remember that as a young kid, like that was a big movie.
It's a big
I watched
deal
the
for
shit
you?
Out of that movie.
I probably paid a ticket. I mean, my parents probably paid that ticket cost, man,
I didn't,
to go see
I
that
didn't
shit.
Go see it at theater, but I saw
yeah.
it a lot.
But that was back when you could see a movie for maybe like, I don't know, like a family of four was maybe under $100, which is pretty incredible.
It was more
right,
like
the minimum
bucks.
Wage was like $5.
Sure, it was a better time. I agree.
$5 tickets.
But that always makes me laugh about like cinema and the movie going experiences. It's just different.
You're welcome for
How
the
much
math
did
there.
I just spend?
Yeah. I'll stream it.
I'll download it.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Exactly.
Cam isn't that bad.
If it's not on Netflix, it's not real, in my opinion.
Cam is terrible.
It really is bad.
Yeah, I want to see somebody stand up and walk to go to the bathroom in front of my screener. Come on.
Is bootlegging still a thing?
Yeah, big time.
Dude, it happens.
Torrents are, I mean, I feel,
well,
like, boot, I feel like
bootlegging,
bootlegging changed to not just being such a pirating thing where it's just so accessible. Like, you can get torrents anywhere. Any average person can get a screener or a cam. Like he said, a cam is like somebody goes in there with a fucking
Which
camcorder.
Is the worst.
That's what I mean.
I
is
can't
like
watch
the
those are terrible,
late
man.
The late 90s version of bootlegging a film.
And that was some dude probably in there with a goddamn camcorder because there wasn't camera
phones.
Occasionally
they come out okay. Yeah. They do, occasionally.
Yeah.
But very rarely. The focus messes up because the camera doesn't know what's happening.
Audio is just wrong.
They get caught on film.
Yeah, and then, you know, the same people that you don't want to be in a
theater
with.
They sneak into another one like a week later with this doing the same thing and they cut it together. Yeah.
Oh, don't go back in there, Will Smith, no! Yeah, back when it took 2 days to upload a video to the internet.
Exactly, yeah. God damn it. What I did want to say real quick was that we, when we went to break, we said that we were going to address a couple of different things, and that if you did want to call, you should do that with those
you
things.
You already did
but
that time.
Oh, okay.
The two things were, you know, the concept of things in life that you could change or undo. Or, of course, you know, like we previously mentioned, things you could unsee. But things you could undo from your life. Think about that.
Like heavy.
We can come back to that. But the other one I did want to mention was, is The Walking Dead dead?
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting one
everybody's,
for me.
Everybody's
if
caught
you
up, obviously.
Watch the show.
I haven't watched.
Not even remotely.
Last night's. But.
I haven't watched the most recent. I mean, I've watched like the first six of the new season.
I haven't watched the
most recent
of the
season.
Watched them
all until the
most recent.
Right.
Well, all of you are fucked because basically Carl gets shot in the head. It was the best moment ever. And now The Walking Dead can never be, good again.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler
Finally,
alert.
Finally, they killed off that little shit. Oh, fuck.
He got shot in the head?
By a zombie.
Don't tell me.
In the fucking eye, straight, like, gun to the face, boom, eye, done.
Wow.
Drops dead.
It's so weird, just from, I know from
I'm
where
I'm
at.
I haven't
it.
Seen
I watched,
it on Facebook.
I watched the most recent one, and it was like a very Carl-centric episode.
It was.
But maybe that was their farewell to
that
him.
That was it.
Interesting.
Wow. I'm lying.
My problem with that show is it's like they make so many of the characters. Yeah, they make so many of the characters suffer in that show, and it's kind of like that happens a lot in TV nowadays. That's like the thing. It's all about people suffering, like especially dramas and stuff like that. They got to let one character do it. But I always think about that show, and it's like even Grimes, the main character, you know, Andrew Lincoln. It's like at some point you just like someone fucking kill this guy.
Someone
he
kill
is just
him.
Such he is the Walking Dead. He is a fucking awful wreck of a human being.
He
it's
is.
Just like dude.
He is.
And I know in the comic books, they continue to make them, and he is like the canon main character in that shit. But in the TV show, they have made him a fucking whipping post, man. He just gets beat the fuck up.
Every episode. Yeah.
Now you take his son from him. Eventually, I don't know what they're going to do with it.
They're fucking assholes.
At this point, he's with nobody.
Yes.
Oh, and you do see
lying.
And then you see a zombie
were
baby.
You
see that his
lying,
like
right?
other kid, Judith.
Oh, he sees a zombie baby.
No, there's no way.
You're lying.
No, that's impossible.
So they've
speaking,
validated that,
is
that
is
she's
impossible.
Dead.
Is it like train
they validated that they have not brought that back. She's
dead.
She's
lying about every aspect of
it. I know
this.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. To everybody out there, man, you just got as suckered as we all did. So that's the best part.
Owen actually said
well, here's
he
the thing, Owen, if
that's
if,
about, like,
dude, but you know what?
Right before you started your diatribe, Owen was like, I'm making this shit up.
Yeah, he visually portrayed that.
But. No, I did. I said it, actually. You'll listen back. I can't do the rewind because I don't have that technology, but Ty even said, oh, thank God, you're... yeah,
Sorry. You know what's funny is I think I only got in that diatribe because to the point of what you're talking about is The Walking Dead. That is the literal only thing in my mind that would save that show.
It's kind of what's going
to
happen.
I'm sorry, man. It's kind of just so, monotonously the same.
Your speech was valid. I mean, there was a lot of validity to it. Yeah. Absolutely.
And what's crazy is we're talking about this, and they are planning a spin-off show, you know, of new characters. This is already in the works. This is already greenlit.
That's unfortunate. Oh,
they are planning the spin-off
show. On the same network?
On the same network that will be,
jumping
you know,
the shark.
It's AMC, right?
At that point, I do think it's jumping the shark.
Because you don't have your main series in control. I'm sorry. You don't you don't have a direction and you're unstable. Why the fuck do you feel we all want to just watch some new story?
The only thing I want to watch...
But that's about it. I think everyone is disinterested with the whole show. I mean, it's,
I think the zombie thing
the
just in general
we're getting tired
of it.
Yeah, we're getting tired of it, man. Yeah.
I think that's part of it. I think that the shock value of the show is kind of slightly over.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think that we're all more excited about Better Call Saul than any of those shows.
Oh, dude.
See,
no
that
for
me,
is actually
honestly,
gonna be
it's,
probably okay.
It's not even the shock value that's like numb me to the show. It's the believability of the characters. Like
yeah,
the whole
yeah, I, that's I,
what, what's the
right,
main
right
character's
on.
Name? I don't even remember.
Rick Grimes.
Rick. I stopped watching about a season and a half ago because like the whole direction that everything is taken, it's like, okay, I get that you're running around in a land that is inhabitable. It's you know, there you can't trust the humans you find, you can't trust, you know,
you understand you the anarchy of the situation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that for me is totally plausible. But as far as like the characters in the group and the not necessarily the lunacy that's taking over, because for me that's something that's very sane, that's something that's very rational. I mean, well, that's realistic is the right word.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just the whole fact that this group of people has stayed together and stuck through, and they've in a way accepted this character as their sort of leader, and they question him and they doubt him and they do all these things, but at the end of the day, like, they're just bitches on leashes. Like, I don't know. For me, it's I have an issue with the characters. There has been literally no character growth. Mm-hmm. They did a great job at setting the stage at all of these different personalities and who they are, but there has been no growth. No one has done any change throughout the show.
You haven't watched it, and, you know, to the same degree I have, and I will say that there has been plenty of character growth. I mean, I don't want to really fucking shit all over your point
not
there,
that
but
much.
Not in the increment that you would think there is
with Rick.
You know?
With I will say this: they do it with the exterior characters.
Trip,
they don't do
the main,
it with like
the main
characters.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
And that,
I think
and that
I think
is
I stopped
very annoying,
a couple
I hate
episodes
most
after
of the main characters.
Lori got eaten. That was like it was a couple episodes after that I stopped watching it.
I think they have a really hard time juggling the human drama with like the drama that's already inherent. Like you said, like you made a great point about like they've already kind of jumped the shark where they've already set up and established rules of how like humanity's dealing with it now.
Right. Sure.
And you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you know the rules. You know what they're up against, but that's still not enough to keep this. I mean, if I look at this show now, I'm like, I think it's on season four. I'm like, there's fucking no way I would sit with this show for four more seasons.
Yeah.
It's heading toward kind of a like a spiraling out period.
You're right.
But it's like, I agree with that, man. It's like, I don't think they do that. They just don't grab a hold of like, there's just not enough. I'm not invested in these characters enough every week where I actually give a shit. And that's where I think a show
there's
is.
Two
that's
on
why
that
I
much.
Go back.
That's why
I go back for
what,
the blood
and, I'll
and
tell
the
you
gore.
The show is
and,
good.
But
for
that's
the
why nobody has an attachment to it right now. Everybody feels done with it because we don't have attachment to the characters in any real.
We've seen it all.
Maybe
sense.
There's a tiny spoiler alert, but not really. With
You're
this.
Fine. Go ahead.
Does Rick Grimes die?
Oh no! I wish
he will.
No, I think the show has become it's Maggie and Glenn show. It's the love story
the
of Maggie
young
and Glenn in the
interracial
apocalypse.
Couple.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And,
TV,
and if,
fucking executives.
And if you kind of see it more like that, then it makes
Glenn's
sense. You know, and it's probably a better show for it.
But when is Glenn going to step up and start becoming his own person? If that's the show. Glenn is still the passive.
This episode's
He's
big for
the,
him. That's all I'll say. The latest one
They've
is big
They've teased that
for
a lot
him.
Online.
There's a lot going on there, and I will say there's kind of some premise towards it. But I mean, I think all of us are thinking the same thing: is how long do we wait before we just stop caring about the show? How do we,
dude,
before we stop watching?
That's the thing.
It?
I stopped caring a season and a half ago.
I think you're kind of like I'm not going to say get out while you can, but I feel like you're kind of you're on the right path.
You might be, Travis. You might be. You might have got out while the going was good. I don't know.
Because part of me loved that show when it started.
Yeah,
This was a weird. I had this conversation, just bringing it to relevance. I was talking to my girlfriend about Walking Dead this weekend. We're just kind of talking about it because it's one of those things where, like, it's funny. It's like we're divided. We're like, I'll still kind of watch it. And she's like, well, if I don't watch it, I don't care. Like, so she's like, you know, she's given up on it pretty much.
Right.
But like, we're talking about it. And it's true. Is it's like, I think in television, in a serial television show, it's all about opening up boxes. And when I say opening up boxes, I mean opening up questions. You look back to when Lost was big. And you know why Lost was so popular? Is it's just because as much as you answer one question, you open up another door and you ask another question. What Walking Dead did in the first season, which I thought was like, it pulled me in, was when like, at the very end of the season, they go to that like government facility and that guy, and there's this the interchange they had there.
Absolutely.
But what I like was it was like they opened a box, they asked a question. Now that show isn't about any of that. They have stopped introducing new questions, and they have stopped answering things, so that what I think is happening with that show is it's spiraling to its existence.
It feels like
make it up as we go along.
I feel like they're struggling.
You know? People want this, so.
No.
Carol's gone for a while, and now...
At the end of the first season of Walking Dead,
You're fucking hooked.
Just for, oh my god, what's going to happen to these characters, but in a more, like, philosophical what do you... I mean, that was like, what do you choose? Do you choose life? Do you choose death in a situation like this? Do you choose a bleak and literally hopeless future where you're struggling to survive, or is... infinite nothingness, or whatever your view of death is, which, that kind of brings on that question in a subconscious
way. You're intense, Travis,
like,
with me sometimes, because I'll tell you right now that this latest episode deals with a lot of those same exact issues of hope and what it means to be alive and what it means to basically...
Well, good. I'm glad. Glad that they're getting back to that, honestly, because that's why I watched
The Walking
Dead.
Part of why I brought
Dead.
It up
I'm still going to watch it.
Tom,
I haven't given
I'm vested in it. I am vested in it.
Me too. We're in the same boat.
I think
boat.
This
we
particular
to...
episode, honestly, was the catalyst to the, oh shit, like, we need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm the only one that has seen it, I'm the only one that can talk about it.
Right. No, but if what you're saying is true, that's absolutely fantastic. That's what the show needs.
It needed exactly what you're talking about. Maybe what it was like we were talking about Derek before, that there was a heart that I didn't feel that was in it, that maybe is there that I didn't see.
Right.
This was an episode that threw a little bit of heart in, threw a couple of answers in, threw a couple little like, oh shit, things are about to happen again. Things are about to, like...
I like Michonne.
Oh, okay. Like, things are picking up in a slice, without giving anything away.
Right.
We're coming back to, like, some people we know, some, like, oh, shit, something's about to happen. And it looks like this next episode might be even better. So,
good.
Hopefully The Walking Dead isn't dead
I don't think it's
flatlined.
I don't think it's dead. I think it's just like you said, man, it needs that adrenaline pump.
Breaking Bad season. Breaking Bad season 3 season 2 was the kind of boring dead season. Like, I mean, they all go through.
You can make that argument
periods.
A lot lately, but If this season fails to ignite all our interest
in
watching it again,
it's in trouble.
It's failed. Like, I mean, really, aren't interested.
I got to agree. To hold people, I mean, they always say the stride, you hit a stride as a show. I mean, most television shows, they get second season, third season, they hit their stride. That's the problem I think
Office.
I have with The Walking Dead is that I feel it's highlighted itself. It's very like, if you looked on it on a graph, it would just be like highs and lows, highs and lows. It would just look like a fucking wave because
yeah, and right now it's
not,
slowly going
yeah,
down.
And now more than ever, it ain't more doing than that. It's going, it is, amen. It's going, it's just, it's top heavy. It's just sinking.
Yeah.
You know? So like, yeah. Get it to a point where like, I'm not saying it has to always be some roller coaster, but honestly, that's why people watch TV. We want to tune in every fucking week.
Because we care about
these
goddamn people.
And you left us just clawing at the bit to fucking know.
Yeah.
What
I really have to plug it just while we're talking about TV show podcast. True Detective really is the jam.
Oh, we were just talking about that. It's fantastic.
It is the jam. The new episode of that.
On HBO.
I know you got some HBO Go now. You got to start watching.
Yeah, worth it, man.
It's something worth it.
And it's early in its season. It's like about, I think it aired its fifth episode. But it's like, it's got a different, we were saying different spin on the detective kind of crime show. You know, it's like, it's cool.
It's much more involved, far deeper and grittier than
darker. If you were
very
saying
dark,
correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Didn't you work on something weird and bloody this weekend?
I was helping a couple buddies of mine with their short film. Yeah, it was fun to do. Like, I'm always down to help out.
Well, if it's something creative.
I made the signal. You know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm always down to help out a friend in need. You know, I've worked in this business long enough. I can be helpful on many fronts. But it was long overnight hours. My weekend was kind of shit because I was.
Yeah, but for the final product, it's all that matters, man. That's filmmaking. It's the love of. You got to love it.
Yeah.
Got to love
it,
dude.
And I'm hoping it turns. There was some slasher action. There's lots of blood and projecting.
Effects and stuff and shit like that.
This was a reshoot of something we did at the end of last year. And
what is it going to come out to be? Like, what are we? Is it
it's
short
a short
film?
Short film. Yeah. Okay. Short horror. Invaders, I think, is what they're calling it.
Yeah, they call it Invaders.
I feel I should know a lot more about it.
Is it funny at all?
I feel like, from what I've only seen, I know the our buddy's the producer on it, and from what it looks like, it's horror, and there's elements of it being
there's
funny,
parts of it
you know
that
what I mean?
Funny,
it's,
but
it's
not,
it seems pretty good.
It's
I
not
mean, I'll check it out when it's
fun.
Done.
Well, we
yeah.
totally,
yeah.
As the radio show, need to reach out to those guys, have them in and promote it and hear a little more about
sure.
it.
Totally.
You want another really tall, skinny guy in here? Ty Arnold is like guy for the job.
We could do a test screening of the, you know.
His kind of baritone deep voice.
I can't wait to see Ty. Ty doesn't have a deep voice.
Deeper than you would imagine.
Maybe.
I think so.
I've met Ty before, and
it's
I know
a
what
deeper
you mean.
Voice.
He's it's
toasted.
It's quiet.
Toasted.
So it's just quiet.
Thank you. Well, maybe I'm not using the right word. It's husky. It's a very huskier voice.
It's a huskier voice.
I love
a little
you,
rough around the edges.
A little Scarlett Johansson.
On the regular,
you know,
when I talk to you,
you look like you're. If I listened to you and I didn't see you before, I'd be like, this guy's probably a big guy. Like, I'd be freaked out. I'd be like, this guy's kind of. Maybe he's intimidating.
I'd assume you played saxophone.
Oh, all right. I'd see that.
I can play a little bit of saxophone.
But if you actually look at you, you're like, what the fuck?
What? Wait.
I just see Viking. I just look at him and...
I just want to know where I can get mushrooms. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's the view I get.
I would meet
more
you
cheese.
On the street and I would ask you, like, how much for an 8-ball?
Man, I hate that I'm the drug... I am a drug billboard,
or
I feel like.
You're that
people
guy
see
or you're a...
I don't see you like
it's
that at all.
It's because you're hippie-licious.
Yeah, I agree
not
with
a hippie,
that.
Damn it.
Or you're like...
No, you're not, but your facade...
I see cheese. I see...
You see cheese?
You see
I see creativity. I see cheese.
I do see creativity.
Or you're like a 90s movie
but you
hacker.
Also have predispositions.
Okay.
Like
you're the guy that can hack into the president's infrastructure.
Right. In the 90s
into
only,
the building.
Though.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
You're that guy. Yeah.
Speaking of the president.
Fueled by coffee and Marlboros, of course.
Red Bulls.
Did any of you realize that it was President's Day today?
No.
Before today
yes,
happened?
I did.
No,
when I got
because
to
I didn't go buy a car.
I did because I had no traffic on my way to work today. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's Monday morning.
Is it a big
not everybody gets off.
Is it a largely observed holiday?
I guess it's a bank holiday.
It's
I don't know.
Everything's a holiday.
I know a bunch of production companies are closed today.
Yeah,
my wife had to work. Lazy.
Well, production companies
works,
are probably just like using that excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they absolutely
I had to work.
Are.
Oh, it's a 3-day weekend. You know, some bullshit like that.
No, I worked too.
I always hate those people that do have those jobs that get all of
my
those.
They get the fake holidays off.
Yeah,
it's Arbiter's Day. What?
arbiters?
Yeah. Arbor.
It's like, dude, this is bullshit.
Arbiter.
What's an arbiter?
What is an arbiter?
It's just what drunk people say when they try to say the right word.
Which is...
But I'm saying that's how ridiculous it is. You just like people have so many fake holidays
absolutely.
They can take off.
Nicolas Cage Day, guys. Let's take it off.
Oh my God. He will have a holiday.
We
probably.
Need a Nicolas Cage
that's
Day.
It's a national. That's
every day is a Nicolas yeah. Cage Day.
Who would be the best person right now to honor within like popular culture? We take a day.
All right,
we honor them, but we have to then also like do as they do on their day.
Let's call it. An actor Mount Rushmore. Who do we put on actor Mount
actor,
Rushmore?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
No,
I'm
that's
acting.
A that's like a whole.
That's a whole another
that's a whole different
question.
Thing.
It's a whole different
thought,
question.
Though,
actor
like,
Mount Rushmore.
I like that thought.
I like your thought too, and we can.
And
come
the answer
back
would be William Shatner, Nicolas Cage.
No,
Will Shatner makes it.
Shatner makes
what?
It.
I love
no.
Shatner. Don't get me wrong.
No, he does
I
not
love
make
Shat.
It.
Brad Pitt.
Shatner's not making.
No, he's not.
Brad Pitt as the baby in Benjamin Button.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Could be on mine.
Now he is.
With a big needle in his arm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously.
Falling off the mountain.
Yikes.
That's the only reason he wouldn't make the mountain.
He's like the old man in the mountain drugs. In New Hampshire. Remember him?
Yeah.
That fell off.
No.
What?
I think that happened to a lot of old guys in New Hampshire, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's New Hampshire, so they're drunk. And it's an old guy, so he's senile.
A,
I mean, that's a recipe
go,
for this, that.
Go back to the original
FCA.
Thing you wanted to talk about. Because we've got
no,
we've
Mount Rushmore.
You guys have
no you,
idea
you threw
what
Mount
I'm
Rushmore
about.
In there. That's
I say
not
Eddie
even,
Murphy
was,
makes it. I'm just saying.
Goddamn, Ty, you ruined my train of thought. What was I even talking about?
Actor observed holidays.
Yes. Yes.
But then again, but you have to, like, how do you observe the actor holiday? I didn't say it was actor either. I said pop culture figure.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if. You know, it was
Bill Clinton, blowjob day.
Bill Clinton.
Okay,
yes.
That's a good one.
Very
blowjob
good
day.
We
very
should do a Shia LaBeouf wear a paper bag on your head day.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
All right, cut some eye holes, wear
cut
some goddamn
holes,
paper bags.
What is
on?
Douchey, hide your Jufro day? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's a new thing he did on the
well,
red
no,
carpet.
He,
just apparently.
Yeah, he like
recently.
Wore like a fucking like paper bag on his head that said, "I am not famous anymore." It was like his
yeah,
big weird
on the red
artsy,
carpet artsy way.
That is so not even remotely artsy.
Well,
like,
but to him, he's in like that asshole spiral where he'll pick out anything to kind of like keep
right.
himself
well, he's
from falling
the, yeah.
deeper down.
Well, he's in the asshole spiral because he's refused to act in any high budget films, and it's like, dude, I don't okay, whatever. You don't want to get paid for anything. That's fine. You're not a quality actor, so you no. can be as indie as you want.
See
like,
in the next Transformers.
I've got two of them. No. I've got two of them. Number one, the one we all need is Lemmy Day.
Well,
Lemmy Day is pretty self-explanatory.
But what do you do on Lemmy Day?
Oh, well.
You get drunk and do
what
drugs.
What don't you do on Lemmy Day?
Okay, well, that's, yeah,
question.
That's every day
men.
For Americans.
You don't do
yeah,
men
right.
on Lemmy Day.
You all don't right. do Lemmy
That's about it.
Then there's Macaulay Culkin Day. I want Macaulay
what?
Culkin Day. This is where you booby trap every place you go.
That's pretty good.
And
or you put aftershave on and scream.
And do cocaine and eat pizza.
Yeah.
But cheese pizza.
I can't eat on
at
cocaine.
At a disco.
Useless. Useless. There's
I'm pretty
no way
sure
I'd be able to
everything
that.
I know about Pauly Shore. Or not? Wait, no. Macaulay Culkin, same guy.
Same day. Too.
What about Pauly Shore Day? What do you do on Pauly Shore?
It's Pauly McCulkin.
You make
day.
Terrible movies and fall into no relevance at all.
And have a mom that forced you into comedy.
No, he's at the juice.
Come on, let's watch Bio.
I like
right
Blowjob
now.
Day yeah. better. Bill Clinton, just
yeah,
saying.
That's,
Blowjob
I mean,
Day is so good.
That's
I
got
mean,
a real yeah. built-in like
we
like,
can we
yeah.
can keep moving with
prize
this. I don't know.
To it.
I think so. Also, everybody wins.
I
mean,
like
it
that.
Supports
right.
it supports you know Shark Week. Everything else like it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you're at. Like you could celebrate Blowjob Day.
Blowjob
but
Day,
but it is Bill Clinton Day, so it's got like a nice tasteful like political
right,
you know,
right, right.
front to it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not PC, it's BC.
Ooh.
Bringing it all back around. The best day of all the days.
Cosby Day.
Sinbad day.
Where you just talk about your mama for like 24 hours.
And wear those purple pants.
Gotta have
the purple.
Bro, Sinbad sported those crazy.
Yes, he did.
Remember those? Remember those?
They were almost Zumba or what?
It was like there was like a leopard print. There was like a leopard print mixed in with some crazy like neon zigzag colors.
Oh, dude.
That was Zumbas. Those were
Zumbas. They Zumbas? Is that what
they
were called? Zumba is also that dance shit lately. I don't know if that was.
Yeah, but Sinbad came up with Zumba before it was Zumba.
Something like that, though. You're right. Because they were close to a hammer pant.
Oh, very close.
Sinbad, if you're listening, man, we love you.
Could be another day. Could totally be another day.
Love you, Sinbad.
Oh, my God.
Call into the show right now.
You jive walk everywhere.
I don't know. I think we did a show right there. I think that was the closer.
The Sinbad show.
I don't know. I think that might have been it.
Like, once it was like the stroke of midnight on 1999, Sinbad just puffed into like a poof of smoke.
Yeah, what did happen? Did he die? Somehow?
He disappeared. Relevance killed him. Relevance, like, we all voted on, that was on actually the ballot last year, was if we should keep Sinbad.
Do we get Sinbad or not?
And I voted yes to that, so I don't know about you.
The Illuminati destroyed
the
him.
Illuminati.
We can't have him continue.
You know what happened to Sinbad? Barack Obama happened to Sinbad.
Do you know, remember that video game on Genesis? He was on a video game on Genesis.
What?
I swear to God.
No, what? Video game.
Pop culture icons
swear
have been
to God,
on
dude,
video
yeah.
games.
Sinbad
what?
The comic.
That was like Sinbad and the pirate shit.
Nope, nope. Telling you.
Yeah, the
was,
Bill Clinton game never
it
came
was
out.
The,
like,
it was
just
the comic
saying.
Sinbad.
Sign that.
What other holidays do we need?
I think next week we
Walken.
Really okay. We don't have
I need
time.
A Christopher Walken day.
I would also.
Lots
of cowbell. Lots of cowbell.
Pee Wee Herman day.
Have you
oh
guys,
my god!
You can go expose yourself solid. Anywhere. Yeah. In
National
public
psychedelic
and get away
day.
With it.
I would be Large Marge. That's how I dress up.
And
expose yourself.
Next week we need to talk about
Large Marge,
famous actor Mount Rushmore. That needs to be a conversation.
Like
for
who
next
goes
week.
On that?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a fair.
Right.
That's a.
You get four
are we doing
people.
Actor? Are we
all
doing
the fans
pop
should vote
person?
On it.
Are we
yeah.
doing pop culture figure? Or are we doing straight up actor?
Ooh,
I think pop culture is better.
I think
pop culture
right.
works
figure.
For me.
It rounds it out to like
I
musicians,
so.
Musician,
yeah.
actors, and
Tom York.
So okay.
If you look, he's already on there.
He'd be really pissed off.
He's in the chin of Link. Yeah, yeah.
The guy from Coldplay.
No, oh, that man. Would be horrible.
Kanye West.
Kanye
just makes it.
Bjork.
I would blow up Mount Rushmore at that.
Ringo Starr.
Dude, Ringo Starr.
He's the worst.
Man.
The worst Beatle.
He is, and
you know
it's
what?
So
Ringo Starr
awful
has
to see
done
the Beatles
more for
now.
The community.
Now he's a very loving guy.
He is,
yeah.
But he's a
but
shitty drummer.
But now the living Beatles, they just look like everybody's grandmother, man. They just look
a
like
little
old
bit
ladies,
like
ladies, man. Like
yeah.
I was watching Paul McCartney
Paul
on TV.
Dude,
he looks like my grandma, man.
He does, but you have
still
to love
the mullet,
Paul
though.
McCartney.
Still the mullet.
What
it's the grandma mullet.
Like
you're
I
want to
ask him like if he's too cold and needs a sweater or something.
He looks like
he's
about 98 pounds. Like he might top 100, like if he has a
Last time I saw Paul McCartney
meal.
Was at the Summer Olympics, the London Olympics.
You know, he
that was
played.
The last
I heard
time,
he played.
Like,
he played Orlando recent, like maybe
he
months.
Yeah,
months
he
ago,
did. But,
yeah.
but that
dude,
was the
he
last
still
like
rocks,
live
those
footage
out.
I've seen of Paul McCartney. Was.
I saw a picture of him at the. You know what they did? They cut to him at the Super Bowl, and it was just like he was like an old lady eating something
that.
Off.
Yeah,
of,
you
like,
were
a
at
plate.
My house.
He was just like, sitting there eating. I was like, you know, Sir Paul McCartney, and just looking at him like. Who's
that
old lady eating
sir,
chicken wings? It's
that he's
Paul
been
McCartney.
Knighted. It bothers me that he's been knighted. It really does.
You know.
But, I mean, here's the thing. It's just that they're the last remnants of the Beatles. They're just hanging
no,
on,
neither.
Man. They're going to milk that till they're in the ground. They have
oh,
to.
Absolutely. How can you not?
We lost.
Yoko's
mean,
still milking that shit.
I know. I didn't pay
her
attention to,
in
like,
the ground.
Any. Yeah, her boy's in the ground. And I paid attention to, like, I know they recently did some, like, Ed Sullivan thing with the Beatles. I paid no attention to that.
Me neither.
Man, I feel
no,
like
I, know,
I feel
I
like
exactly
I was a dick that
about,
I didn't, but I didn't
I
hear
didn't.
Anything like I should have watched it. Who cares? Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
Owen's ready to end the show. We
I
can
am.
Tell. He's got
a. Why are you in a rush?
It's
we're going long.
When it's time to end the show, we end the show, Tom.
Let's talk about whether some
wins. No, let me rephrase that. When Owen's tired of doing the show, it's okay. Time to end the show. Right.
I fucked my chances for being three-time Tom. So
No.
Listen,
God
Tom.
God damn it, toi, Tom.
No, Tom et toi.
Tom et toi.
Sorry, Tom et toi.
Tom et toi.
Dude, if I come totally back, different. My nickname is Tom et toi.
It's already been decided.
You win.
Thomas
you
toi.
Win.
Going long, Tom.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Dude, that really flows right into Tom.
That isn't
Etois.
What I think it is.
Just saying.
I love you guys, by the way.
Oh, okay. It's that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's why it sounds familiar.
It has been a wonderful, wonderful show this evening. Tom, it really has been a pleasure to have you again.
Gentlemen, thank you. I enjoy this vocal therapy every week with you guys. It's fantastic.
Nah, man, you're welcome
Tom,
back.
Tom, I need you to come back.
You can do it.
Cheers, brother.
Hey,
and,
I love you, Travis.
And
love
you too, brother.
Cheers, y'all. Cheers all around.
Woo! Bunch of cheersing.
To
bottoms
all of
up.
You out there. You
to
know,
sobriety.
On the
three
internet.
Of the greatest guys. Love it.
Travis, thank you for showing up again.
Yep, no problem. Ask something more of me
thank
this week.
Thank me too, you son of a bitch. There it is.
I'm thinking about playing this amazing outro right now. Ladies and gentlemen.
Eat some candy, Ty.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh, dicks. Eat a bag of dicks. Dicks for free.